This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What the rehearsal trap reveals about your emotional self-awareness. Why your mental rehearsals expose what you still do not know about yourself. In short, emotional self-awareness is not about being in touch with your feelings. It is about seeing the link between what you feel and what you do. Especially under pressure. The rehearsal trap exposes your hidden emotional triggers more honestly than most feedback ever will. Without self-awareness, you react to your inner story rather than to the actual situation. Building this awareness gives you a genuine choice to respond from intention, not from fear. Definition: emotional self-awareness is the ability to recognize your own emotions as they arise, understand what is driving them, and see how they influence your thinking and behavior. Particularly in high-stakes situations where your instincts take over. You have had the conversation 100 times, in the shower, during the commute, at 2 in the morning when sleep will not come. You know exactly what you will say. You have the words, the tone, the measured pause before the key point. And then the real moment arrives. Your manager opens the meeting with a casual question, the other person says something slightly unexpected, and every prepared word dissolves. What comes out bears no resemblance to what you rehearsed. And Say It Right Every Time, I call this the rehearsal trap, the endless cycle of practicing a difficult conversation perfectly in your head, only to find yourself tongue-tied and fumbling when the real moment arrives. But the trap is more than a communication problem. It is a signal. The very things you rehearse around, the things you avoid saying, the moments where your script falls apart, those are the precise locations of your emotional self-awareness gaps. Understanding those gaps is where real change begins. The gap between knowing and feeling it in real time. Here is what the trap actually reveals. When you replay a conversation obsessively, you are not just practicing words. You are rehearsing around a specific fear. It might be the fear of being dismissed, of losing control, of looking weak, of damaging a relationship you depend on. The subject of the rehearsal is the other person. The subject of the fear is you. Emotional self-awareness is the ability to see that, not after the conversation, not during the post-mortem at midnight, but as it is happening. It is the capacity to notice the tightening in your chest before the meeting and know this is not about them. This is a pattern in me. Chapter 4 of Say It Right Every Time describes the biology directly. When a conversation triggers a perceived threat, the amygdala fires before the rational brain has time to engage. Your prefrontal cortex, the part responsible for measured language and clear thinking, gets hijacked by the part of your brain built for survival. You become, in that moment, less capable of saying what you actually mean. Emotional self-awareness does not stop the hijack from happening. What it does is give you a fraction more time. When you know your patterns, you can feel the threat response arriving and choose, however briefly, to pause before it takes the wheel. What self-awareness actually looks like when it is working. There's a woman I worked with years ago, a senior manager in a manufacturing firm, who had a habit of going quiet in certain meetings. Not thoughtful quiet, withdrawn quiet. She would come out of those sessions tense and irritable, convinced the conversation had gone badly, though she could rarely explain why. When she started paying attention to the pattern, she noticed something. The withdrawal happened specifically when she felt her expertise was being questioned in front of peers. Not when she was actually criticised, but when she merely sensed it might be coming. She was reacting to a threat that had not arrived yet. That recognition, naming the specific trigger and tracing it back to its source, is emotional self-awareness working. It is not a dramatic insight. It rarely is. It is a quiet, honest observation. I feel this, here is what causes it, and here is how it shapes what I do. Observable signs that this skill is functioning well include knowing when your heart rate is up before a conversation and naming the emotion accurately. Noticing when you are not fully listening because you are running your own internal script and catching yourself mid-sentence when the words coming out are defensive rather than honest. None of these are abstract. All of them are available to you if you are watching for them. If you've ever wondered why some people seem to recover more quickly after a tense exchange, this piece on using the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation explores the structural tools that emotional self-awareness makes possible. 3 things people get wrong about knowing themselves. Self-awareness is one of those terms that gets nodded at in leadership training and then quietly misunderstood for years. Let me correct the most common ones. The mistake. Self-awareness means knowing your personality type, why it matters. Personality profiling tools can be genuinely useful, but they describe tendencies across time, not emotional states in the moment. Knowing you are an introvert does not tell you why you shut down when a particular colleague questions your judgment. Emotional self-awareness lives in the specific, not the general. What to do instead? Shift your attention from trait labels to real-time emotional data. Ask not what type am I, but what am I feeling right now, and what triggered it. The mistake. Feeling your emotions strongly means you are emotionally aware. Why it matters. Intensity and awareness are not the same thing. Someone can feel enormous frustration and have no idea what is causing it, no ability to name it precisely, and no sense of how it is affecting their behavior. Raw feeling without reflection is just reactivity. What to do instead? Practice naming emotions with more precision. Not just I'm stressed, but I feel disrespected, and I am not sure yet whether that reading is accurate. The specificity is what builds genuine self-knowledge. The mistake. Self-awareness is something you achieve once and carry forward. Why it matters. People often treat it as a milestone. They have done the work, they know their triggers, and now they are done. But awareness is not a fixed state. It erodes under pressure. I've watched people with real insight lose all of it the moment the stakes got high enough. What to do instead? Treat emotional self-awareness as a daily practice, not a past achievement. The 60-day transformation plan outlined in Say It Right Every Time is built on exactly this principle. Lasting mastery comes from consistent daily attention, not from occasional reflection. For more on how emotional hijacking can undermine even experienced professionals, the piece on signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time is worth your time. What the rehearsal trap is really telling you. I want to return to the rehearsal, because it is more useful than most people realize. Most communication advice treats it as a problem to solve. Stop over-preparing, stop catastrophizing, just say the thing. And there is truth in that. A real conversation is not a monologue. It is a dynamic, unpredictable exchange with another human being, and no script survives contact with it unchanged. But the content of your rehearsal is data. What do you keep editing? What words do you keep softening? Where does your imagined version of the other person always push back hardest? Those are the emotional hotspots. That is your inner landscape showing itself. One person rehearses endlessly because they are terrified of silence, convinced that if they pause, the other person will lose respect for them. Another rehearses because every version of the conversation ends in their imagined humiliation, regardless of the evidence. A third keeps adding qualifiers to every sentence, because they cannot bear the thought of being perceived as aggressive. None of these people know this about themselves yet. The rehearsal is the symptom. The underlying emotional pattern is the cause. Self-awareness is the bridge between them. You can read more about how the rehearsal trap compounds tension in the workplace and how the rehearsal trap makes workplace tension worse, and what to do instead. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three moments that reveal your emotional blind spots. Stories matter more than principles here, so let me give you three. When feedback lands wrong. A project lead receives constructive feedback from a colleague she respects. The feedback is fair and specific. She listens, nods, and says the right things. Later that day, she finds herself quietly furious, spending an hour composing and deleting a reply email. She cannot explain why she is this upset. What she has not yet seen, she experienced the feedback as a threat to her competence identity, even though nothing in the feedback warranted that reading. Her emotional response was shaped by an internal story that had nothing to do with what was actually said. Without that self-knowledge, she nearly sent a defensive email that would have damaged a good working relationship. For tools to manage this pattern, the core framework for staying calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction is a direct application. When a team meeting goes silent, a team leader notices that every time he pushes for a decision, the room goes quiet and people disengage. He interprets this as his team being passive. He increases the pressure. The silence deepens. What he cannot yet see, his push for decisions carries an emotional urgency that reads as threat, not invitation. His need for resolution, rooted in his own discomfort with ambiguity, is shutting people down. He has no idea he is doing it because he has never examined the emotional driver behind the behavior. When you cancel the conversation, a department head has needed to address a performance issue with a direct report for 3 months. She has rescheduled the conversation 4 times. She tells herself she is waiting for the right moment. She is not. She is avoiding the discomfort of potential conflict. She has not yet named that avoidance as a fear response, so she has no ability to move through it. The delay is now its own problem. This pattern, which I describe as conversation avoidance and say it right every time, reliably turns manageable situations into crises. The link between self-awareness and the quality of feedback you can give others is explored well in what the confidence competence loop reveals about why some people give better feedback. Building self-awareness through preparation, not just reflection. Here is the practical truth. Emotional self-awareness does not develop through thinking alone. It deepens through repeated, deliberate exposure to the moments that challenge it. The 70/30 formula I describe in Chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time is built on this principle. 70% of the work is practical, word-for-word scripts and tools, and 30% is the psychology explaining why they work. The psychology portion is not decoration, it is the self-awareness layer. Without it, the scripts are just words. With it, you understand why certain phrasing calms rather than escalates, why a pause matters, why the order of what you say shapes how it lands. Applying word-for-word scripts to difficult conversations does something unexpected for self-awareness. When you have a clear, prepared structure, you free up cognitive capacity that was previously consumed by panic. And in that freed space, you can actually notice what you are feeling. You can catch the defensive impulse before it becomes a defensive sentence. The confidence that comes from preparation is not about having a perfect script. It is about having enough ground under your feet to look inward while the conversation is happening. The confidence competence loop and how it applies to team conversations maps the same mechanism across team dynamics. And if you want to understand how that loop shapes who develops self-awareness fastest, how the confidence competence loop explains why some teams build synergy faster than others gives the fuller picture. What you can do starting with the next conversation. 60 years of working with people have taught me this: the gap between knowing and doing under pressure is not a character flaw. It is biology, habit, and the absence of honest self-examination. You can close that gap, but you close it through practice, not through awareness alone. Before your next difficult conversation, ask yourself one question: what am I afraid will happen? Not what you are hoping will happen. What you are afraid of. Write it down if you need to. The answer will tell you more about your emotional self-awareness than any assessment tool ever could. Then, mid-conversation, try this: notice the first moment you feel the urge to either attack or retreat. Do not act on it immediately. Name it internally. I am feeling threatened. That single act of naming, that half second of honest internal observation, is emotional self-awareness working in real time. It will not solve the conversation, but it will give you a choice where, before, there was only reaction. Emotional self-awareness is not a destination, it is a discipline. The rehearsal trap, the midnight replays, the avoided conversations, they are not signs of weakness. They are the raw material, and the moment you start reading them honestly, you have already begun. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional self-awareness? Emotional self-awareness is the ability to notice your own feelings as they arise, understand what is driving them, and recognize how they shape your behavior. It is not simply naming your emotions. It is seeing the connection between what you feel and what you do under pressure. How does the rehearsal trap reveal poor emotional self-awareness? When you rehearse a conversation obsessively, you are usually rehearsing around a specific fear. That fear, whether it is rejection, conflict, or looking weak, points directly to an emotional blind spot. Recognizing what you are avoiding is the first act of genuine emotional self-awareness. Can emotional self-awareness be developed, or is it fixed? Emotional self-awareness is a skill, not a personality trait. It deepens through deliberate practice, noticing your emotional reactions, naming them honestly, and tracing them back to their source. Like any communication skill, it improves with consistent attention over time. What does low emotional self-awareness look like in the workplace? It tends to look like defensiveness, repeated misunderstandings, and conversations that go wrong the same way every time. People with low emotional self-awareness often cannot explain why an interaction derailed. They experience the reaction without seeing the feeling that caused it. How does emotional self-awareness connect to the amygdala hijack? When the amygdala fires a threat response, irrational thinking shuts down. Emotional self-awareness is the skill that helps you notice when this is happening before it takes over. Without it, you react. With it, you have a brief window to choose your response instead. Why is emotional self-awareness the foundation of better communication? Every communication skill, from giving feedback to managing tension, depends on knowing your own emotional state. If you do not know what you're feeling or why, you cannot regulate it. Self-awareness is not a soft concept. It is the ground everything else is built on. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonbuckthorn.com to get your copy.